This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Can God use the demons to serve his purpose?
Yeah. Absolutely. So the enemy wanted Christ crucified, wanted him killed. And lo and behold, he rose from the dead, and that's where he bore our sins, in his body on the cross. Perfect example of it.
I can think of another one, like when Joseph said, "What you meant for evil, God meant for good." Does pharmakia related to sorcery or witchcraft?
Pharmakia is translated into the English as sorcery.
Number 5.
She's in rebellion against God's word. And you could politely tell her, there's a guy on the radio who'd love to invite her on the radio. Or I would fly out to where she is if she wants to debate me publicly in the church and have a discussion and go through this. This is important because men are failing to do their jobs. And when women step into the place of where a man is, he has all the more reason to do nothing. Now, if I were to go to Titus chapter 1, this is one of the pastoral epistles. This is what Paul says. Now, a pastor is automatically an elder. That's 1 Timothy 5:17. But notice what he says. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order what remains and appoint elders in every city as I directed you. Namely, if a man is above reproach, the husband of one wife. How does a woman pastor become a husband of one wife?
Number 4.
My question is about Mormon co-workers and friends.
Uh-huh.
What's the best way to talk to them about Christ and talk to them about the gospel without confusing them?
What I'd recommend is go to CARM. There's an article there called The True Jesus Approach of Evangelism, and it's to the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses. It works with both. So what you can do is just go through and read that, because the basic principles is this. The Jesus of the Bible is true. The Mormons will agree. The Jesus of the Bible is prayed to. The Jesus of the Bible is worshipped. The Jesus of the Bible is called God. They might agree with all of those. And you can say, well, do you pray to Jesus? And they'll say, well, yeah, we do. Of course we do. I'll say, good, let's do that together sometime. And they don't pray to Jesus. They never do. They pray through Jesus, but not to. And the point is that Jesus of the Bible is specifically prayed to. And so if their Jesus is not prayed to, then it can't be the same one as the Bible, because the Jesus of the Bible is prayed to, and he's worshipped, and he's called God.
Number 3.
How to acquire wisdom? Well, if I knew, I would tell you. Let me just say that a lot of people would look at me and think that I am lacking wisdom. My wife would definitely confirm that. You could call her up after the show and say, is your husband wise? She'll say, after she's done laughing, then you could try the question again. But logically, biblically, wisdom is obtained by studying God's word. And in Psalm 119, your commandments make me wiser than my enemies. That's Psalm 119:98. So our wisdom is learning from God and believing and trusting what God says. That's obviously a wise thing to do.
Number 2.
Yeah, there's called the Anunnaki, where reptilian aliens are interbreeding with Nazis in underground cities till the point where they're going to get enough power, and then they're going to take over. And then there's Bohemian Grove on the East Coast, and there's some legitimacy to that one, though.
What's it called?
Bohemian Grove. And
what's that?
Well, it's supposed to be, I love this kind of stuff, but it's supposed to be a secret society that's involved in Satanism that is seeking control of the world. Then there's the issue of the Masons and how Washington, D.C. is laid out in a pentagram. There's so much stuff I've heard over the years, but the Anunnaki, you know, I love that so much. I just want to believe that there are reptilian aliens interbreeding with Nazis in underground cities so they can take over. I mean, it is such a great conspiracy.
I've been a paramedic for a really long time. We had gone on this call, and it was a lady who was older, sitting on her front porch, real severe shortness of breath. One thing that was interesting was my partner was an atheist at the time, and I had been a long-time Christian. We went on this call, and she was there, and her eyes were closed, and she was like in real severe respiratory distress. We went to pick her up. As soon as I touched her, she stood upright, opened her eyes, put her arm forward, and started saying, "Beautiful. I don't deserve this. Thank you. It's beautiful." And I just kind of was like, "Okay, ma'am, get on the gurney." She said something again, and all of a sudden I kind of looked at her, and then she just like kind of fell, and I grabbed her, and she went limp in my arms. So we laid her down on the stretcher. And it was funny because it was just like, all of a sudden it just like hit you. Like you were kind of like looking at somebody that was peering into something. You didn't get to see it yourself, but you kind of got to see the reaction of somebody getting to look into something. Afterwards, my atheist partner said, "Did we just see something, Jeff?" And I said, "I think, you know, we did." You know, years later, we would talk about it sometimes. And he does actually go to a church now, which is funny.
Wow.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
And now, the end is near.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.